Good morning. The question was asked, may one, should one interpret the prophets that one learns and see their application today? We see prophecies of Yeshaya, Yechezkel, that describe the rebuilding of Jerusalem. Are we supposed to read those prophets and think about how those prophecies are being fulfilled today? So I think that the answer breaks down into two. Whenever we read prophets, we have to imagine the following sign over what we're reading. You know, when you have packages that are delivered, so sometimes there's a sticker on them that says, "Handle with care." So that's the rule we have to have when we approach the words of the prophets. Handle with care. It's always dangerous without a tradition to interpret the words of the prophets, because some of the worst movements in Jewish history develop from people applying their own understanding to what the prophets say. Christians will give you certain arguments as to what the prophets say as well. So when one is approaching the prophecies of the prophets, on the one hand, one has to be very cautious, because a misinterpretation can lead to a grave misunderstanding. So in that sense, one has to be careful. However, the prophecies were recorded so that they have an eternal message for every one of us. And that message obviously changes with each generation. So when one reads the prophets, one is supposed to read the prophets in a personal way and think about the message in our day. Both aspects are true. On the one hand, it's very dangerous to read the prophets without a tradition. On the other hand, it's almost ineffective if you're going to read the prophets and not think about what they're saying and what message are they telling me. The prophets are there to teach us forever. That's why these prophecies were written, so that every generation learns from them and learns their eternal message in its application to that generation. So one has to handle with care. When it comes to the prophecies of redemption, so there we enter a whole new realm of understanding. And I think that we should approach it the way the sages of this century approached it, with, on the one hand, cautious optimism, recognizing that we are witnessing something which is extraordinary in our generation: the Jewish return to the land of Israel, the Jewish rebuilding of Israel and Jerusalem. Yet at the same time, we do not have a prophet here today to tell us, this is the interpretation of what you're seeing. We don't know. We pray that this return to the land of Israel will be a step in the final redemption. That is what we pray for. However, we don't have a guarantee as to how this process will end. We have hopes, and we definitely can see that there are many words of the prophet that are being fulfilled in our day. I think one would be burying one's head in the sand if one were to ignore the tremendous miracles that we witness almost daily here in the land of Israel, and the special era in which we're living. However, we don't have a prophet to tell us, this is the interpretation. What you're living is the fulfillment of prophecy A, B, or C. And so I think that both aspects are true. Yes, as we learn the words of the Navi Yeshaya or Zechariah, and we see, hey, the cities of Jerusalem are filled with old people and young people. That's what the Navi said. There would be children walking the streets speaking Hebrew. And you can't ignore the fact that that's what's happening in Jerusalem today. And we'd like to hope that this is the fulfillment of those prophecies. If for two millennium the Jewish people had to hold on to these prophecies and keep telling themselves, this can still happen, this will still happen, God promised this is going to happen, today that we actually see it before our eyes, we shouldn't ignore what we're seeing. However, we always have to remind ourselves that we don't have a guarantee that this is the fulfillment of those prophecies. We don't yet know where Hashem is taking us in this process. Perhaps part of the process is our responsibility to make this process continue in the positive way, so that the development of the Jewish people in the land of Israel ultimately develops into the redemption it's supposed to be. We all know that we're not yet there. We didn't finish fulfilling all the prophecies in the book of Yeshaya. There's still a way to go. However, we have merited to see some of the things the Navi describes fulfilled. So I think both aspects are true. To notice it, I think, is the only way to learn the Navi. You can't ignore what the Navi says and what you see with your own eyes. But to also be cautious and remind ourselves that we don't really know. We don't know if our interpretation is correct. We don't know if our understanding of the current situation is correct. We pray and hope that we will continue developing here until we fulfill all the prophecies, the beautiful prophecies that we saw in the Navi Yeshaya. It is a hope, it is a prayer, it is an anticipation, it is something that we have to be cautious about. We still, the jury's still out, so to speak, from our end as to where everything is headed. Our hope, and that's what we keep investing and developing, so that this will lead to even better times than we're witnessing now. We should recognize we're living a golden era right now. With all our troubles, this is one of the best eras the Jewish people ever experienced in Jewish history. Today. Today, right now, the existence we have here in Israel. And we have to be thankful for that. And Be'ezrat Hashem, we work to continue developing. The Chafetz Chaim said that we're already at the footsteps of Mashiach. So we certainly are working on bringing ourselves closer to that. But again, with caution. We don't have any guarantees. We, Be'ezrat Hashem, we're part of a process.